presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, after breaking up the Purple Triangle Revolution, Jungle Jim received the reward of $50,000 from the hands of Mr. Cooper, the American vice consul. He then attempted to see Shanghai Lil and find out why their telephone connection had been cut off so abruptly. But Jim walks into a trap set by two members of the Purple Triangle organization, Anna, former sweetheart of Derek Bluger, and her Russian partner, Sergei. Turning the tables on them, however, Jim takes both of them prisoners and hands them over to General Fu Yong Sen. Then he kept an appointment with Vice Consul Cooper for dinner. When a waiter attempted to forcibly eject an old man from the restaurant, Jim went to his rescue. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim's brawny fist smashes into the waiter's jaw. And he goes to the floor.
Let that be a lesson to you, you yellow-faced mug. Next time you try that strong-arm stuff, pick on someone your own size.
Come on, Bradley. We'd better get back to our table.
Well, where'd that little cockney disappear?
Old Hawkins eased himself out that door as soon as the waiter let go his arm.
Oh, I'm sorry he left so quick. I wanted to talk to him.
He had his nerve coming into a place like this anyhow. He's nothing but a waterfront tramp.
Oh, I don't agree with you, Mr. Cooper. That man had the air of having been somebody at one time.
Don't waste your sympathy on Hawkins. He's been panhandling up and down the boon for months. Let's get back to our corner table. We're rather conspicuous.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I put you in an embarrassing spot. Being from the consulate, of course, you're a public figure around here.
Well, I am rather well known.
I guess I sort of forgot I wasn't in the jungle country. But that waiter made me mad.
I know, they make me mad all the time, but there's nothing you can do about it. Well, here we are. Now we can finish our dinner.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I've been wanting to meet you for some time, Bradley.
Yes?
I believe we come from the same neighborhood in the state.
Where's that? I've covered a lot of territory.
Garden Valley, Texas.
Garden Valley?
Yeah.
I thought I heard that old familiar drawl in your voice. I lost my Texas accent kicking around the jungle.
You sure enough wandered away from the old Triple X Ranch.
Say, how did you know about that? Darn few folks know I used to ride herd for Triple X.
Well, I'll tell you how I know. When the rodeo announcer would declare the wild steer roping contest was won by Jim Bradley of the Triple X Ranch, I'd be sitting up there on the fence rails rooting for you.
Really? Well, what do you know about that? It sure is a small world after all.
Isn't it, though? After you left Garden Valley, I used to wonder what had become of you. Where you were, what you were doing. Where have you been since?
Well, if you ask me where I haven't been, it would be more like it. I've been in almost every jungle in the world, except India.
Just for excitement?
No, I sort of drifted into the business of collecting wild animals for zoos and circuses back home in America.
That's a man-sized job, sure enough. No doubt you've had plenty of excitement.
Mr. Bradley, message for Mr. Bradley.
Huh? Where?
Mr. Bradley, Jim Bradley.
Here, boy. My name's Bradley, Jim Bradley.
Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley?
Right.
Message for you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, from General Fu Yong Sen's office. Excuse me, Mr. Cooper.
Certainly.
Oh, that's great.
Good news, huh?
Best ever. Fu Yong Sen has located Shanghai Lil and set her free.
Well, that is good news.
Oh, say, Mr. Cooper, what time is it?
It's 8:30. Why?
I'm afraid I'll have to dash away and leave you right after this dinner.
You will?
Yes, the general says Lil's leaving Shanghai tonight.
Well.
And I want to see her before she leaves.
While Jungle Jim and Mr. Cooper are having dinner, something entirely unforeseen is happening in the detention cells at General Fu Yong Sen's headquarters.
Sergei.
Yes, Anna.
Did you hear what the new guard said when he came to relieve the one who was watching us?
No, I must have been asleep. What did he say?
He said they found where we hid Shanghai Lil.
They have, and we are held prisoners here. If only we could do something.
Yes, Sergei. Oh, I'd give a lot for just 1 hour of freedom.
1 hour? I could do everything in less time than 1 hour, Anna.
I know. You'd go straight to the rooms of Jungle Jim Bradley, eh?
Yes. That would be my first visit. He got us into this place. I thought you said he would be easy to handle.
You? Didn't you say there was no man you couldn't handle? Put your hands behind your back, you politely tell him. And the next thing we know, our hands are behind our back.
How was I to know he was pulling a trick on us?
Stupid fool. I told you to have to watch him every minute.
What's to become of us now?
We're to be held here for the court-martial. After that, I think even you can guess what'll become of us.
Death by the firing squad.
Yes.
Never. We must escape from here, Anna.
Yeah, but how? They have us down here in these isolation cells. What chance have we got to escape?
Only one. And it's a bold and dangerous stroke for freedom. Are you willing to make it with me?
Have I ever held back from danger where the Purple Triangle cause has been at stake?
No. You're a true comrade, Anna.
Well, then, what's this bold and dangerous stroke you speak of?
We must overpower the guard when he brings us our food tonight.
But we haven't any weapons, Sergei. Suppose we do overpower the guard. How can we make an escape without weapons?
Do you think they disarmed us because they had the pistol with which we held up Jungle Jim Bradley?
But, Sergei, what else...
Look.
What? You have a pistol in your boot.
And look, Anna.
And another in the other boot. Oh, Sergei, you're marvelous. Thanks to your strategy, we're well armed.
Here. You take this pistol. I'll keep this one for myself.
Shh. Listen. Someone is coming down the hall.
Guard with the food.
Yeah.
Hide your pistol, Anna. We must get him into the cell.
Yeah, but how?
Smile at the unsuspecting fool.
All right.
I will stand over here, close by the wall, just to one side of the door. When he enters to put the food on the table, then we shall have him prisoner.
But suppose he doesn't come inside?
Then we shall have to wait another chance. But if you smile, Anna, he will come in. Your place opposite the door.
All right. Oh, good evening, guard.
Here is your food, prisoner.
Oh, but aren't you coming in to put it on the table? If you were a prisoner in my country, we'd never throw your food at you like a dog.
My orders were to give you food. Nothing said about entering cell.
Oh, but the tray is so heavy, and my comrades asleep in the corner. Won't you bring the food in? Just this one time.
This one time, yes.
Put it right on the table, guard.
Yes.
Sergei, you killed him.
I don't know. There is no time to waste finding out. Come, Anna. Now is our chance to escape. There. That will keep him from giving the alarm, if he's able.
Sergei, listen.
Yes.
A squad of soldiers. What do we do?
They'll have to get back in the cell until they have passed by.
Hurry, Sergei.
Come.
Do you want to be caught like a rat in a trap?
Get inside quickly while I drag this unconscious fool out of the room into
the
corner. There.
Sergei.
Yes.
That spilled tray of food.
Yes.
If they look in, they'll see it and may investigate.
And we must appear to be crawling over it. Quickly.
I understand.
Give me
you
that tray.
Idiot, look what you've done. You spilled the food all over
the floor. I spilled the food. You
all over my dress, too.
What are you trying to do? Oh,
anyway, you asked
for it.
It
wasn't my fault.
You're
the one
who's
on here. This clumsy fool of a woman spilled our food.
Ah.
Will you have some more sent to us, please?
No. Let that be a lesson to you.
But
squad, forward, march.
See now, are you satisfied? You.
Why, I thought we were in the soup for fair that time.
Yes, the coast is clear now. Come, Anna.
We'll avenge Derek Luger at last.
And the Purple Triangle will yet be the symbol of China.
What shall we do first, Sergei?
Kill that Jungle Jim Bradley.
All unmindful of his danger, Jungle Jim lounges around his rooms in the hotel, attended by the ever-faithful Kolo.
Yes, sir, Kolo. The world's a mighty small place after all. Imagine running across a chap from Garden Valley, Texas, way over here.
Yes, Ituan. Kolo no fine boy from Burawani here.
Well, you never can tell, Kolo. You may be walking down the street some sunny afternoon and walk right into one of your neighbors from Burawani. It only happens when you aren't expecting it.
Tuan Jim, no worry. Kolo, no expected.
Oh, remind me to visit the American Jockey Club again soon, Kolo. They sure serve a real meal there with all the trimming.
Yes, it won. Kolo want hear about fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we got to the place, a ragged old man opened the car door. He told Cooper he was hungry, and I gave him something to buy a dinner. Well, while Cooper and I were waiting for ours to be served, there was a commotion at the door. And a huge, hulking waiter was twisting the old man's arm and trying to throw him out of the club.
Yes, it won.
Oh, I left the table and knocked the waiter out with a right to the jaw.
after you knock out waiter. What happened?
Well, the old fellow disappeared, so we went back to our table. Then I got a note from General Fu Young Sen telling me about Shanghai Lil. So I met her and took her to the train. She's going on a secret mission for him.
No see her for a long time?
No, even she doesn't know for how long.
Who this old man you rescued, Tuan Jim?
I don't know who he was, Kolo. But he looked to me as though he had been someone who had seen better days. For all his rags and unkempt appearance, he seemed to be a pretty fine fellow. There was something about that old man that I can't forget. That expression in his eyes. Oh, see who's there, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan. Kolo, see.
Who is it, Kolo?
Him, old man.
Old man, eh? Why, that must be the fellow I've been telling you about. Bring him in.
Yes, Tuan. Good evening to you, Governor.
Why, you're talking.
Right you are, sir. The name is Hawkins, Peter Hawkins.
Well, Hawkins, I was just talking about you.
Well, I found out your name and address from Mr. Cooper, Mr. Bradley. And I come round to thank you for helping me out with that waiter blow.
Oh, forget it, Hawkins.
That I won't, sir, begging your pardon. It was blinking decent of you.
Oh, sit down, old man. Oh, Kolo, fix up a couple of sandwiches.
Yes, it's one.
Sandwiches? Oh, say, Governor.
Don't try to tell me you couldn't eat them. You're hungry, and I know it.
Well, there's no use trying to deny it, Governor. I can always eat a bit of grub, and that's a thing.
I knew it. I knew you were hungry.
Hungry? Until you give me that money tonight, sir. I hadn't eaten a blooming mouthful for 3 days.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, terrible or not, sir, it's the gospel truth.
Well, how do you manage to live, Hawkins?
Oh, I picks up a penny now and then opening cabs like I did when you and Mr. Cooper drove up to the American Jockey Club tonight. That's a laugh, ain't it, sir? Me, opening cabs when I used to be sitting on the box of the finest cab in London.
Well, maybe fortune will smile on you again soon.
Yes, once I thought as much, Mr. Bradley, sir. But now I've sort of given up hope.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, old man. Here, pull yourself together. Have a sandwich.
Thank you kindly, sir. It ain't myself I mind so much, sir. It's my son, sir.
What about him?
Will you see, Governor?
All right. Kolo.
Yes, it's one.
See who's there.
Kolo, go see.
Where is Jungle Jim Bradley?
Here I am. Oh, General Fu Young Sen. Well, how are your prisoners?
I have come to warn you.
Warn me of what?
The prisoners killed their guard and escaped.
Yeah?
They are armed. Your life is in danger.
Again, Jungle Jim finds himself in a dangerous situation. But what bearing will Old Man Hawkins' story have on the future adventures of Jungle Jim? The dramatization you have just heard will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, the Comic Weekly, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the amusing antics of the Little King, the pathetic adventures of Barney Google, the mischievous pranks of the Katzenjammer Kids, and of course, Bringing Up Father, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.